Shabbos, when we're learning the Melacha Berur, we finished Klal Tezayin, and we had a few points you'd like to add on to the areas of discussion in the Chayyadim. One of the suggestions that people have to address the issue of Miyun, of putting things in the categories, is to use what's known as called a Bala Yodai. So, for example, let's say a person has a teruvis of cutlery. They wash the dishes Friday night, and they dried them, and now they're sitting in a pile, all mixed together. You have knives, spoons, and forks. So you have a teruvis, which you would want to take them now and put them, sort them out into the appropriate place to store them in the compartments in the drawer. You're doing what's known as miyun of categorizing. So a person does that immediately before he plans to use them. A person is setting the table Shabbos day within the time frame of the altar, immediately before the meal. Said be mutter, but he wants to do it Friday night. This way, when it comes Shabbos day, it'll be all ready to use. A person plays a game, and you have all the different cards that they use for the game all mixed together. You want to separate them out into different groups. So this way they'll be able to, all of the blue cards and the red cards and the green cards, and they're all mushed together. You want to separate them out, so the next thing you play the game, they're ready to use right away. So that's going to be usur under the category of the tolda of Berur called miyun, which is categorizing, sorting things out into different categories. So a person says, okay, I understand, I go and I start searching out for all the blue ones and pulling them out. I search out all the red ones and pulling them out. That's a problem. But if I pick one up, I'm allowed to pick one up. I'm not trying to sort anything. I just take it, picking one up. Now that I have one in my hand, it's not in a terubis anymore. Now I can put it wherever I want. I want to put it in the compartment where it belongs. Why should I put the knives in the compartment with the forks? So I pull a knife out randomly. I just pick whatever, whatever there is available, I just pick one. So I'm not intentionally seeking out a knife. Put my hand in, I don't even look, and out comes a knife. So I say, okay, great, I put it in the knife compartment. Out comes another knife, put it in the knife compartment. Next one comes out as a fork, I put it in the fork compartment. So they want to argue that that's not usur because the first act is not, the first step is not usur. It's called a bala yodai. I'm not doing anything which is a mice of sorting. And the second step, I'm sorting it not in a teruvis, which is not usur at all. And that's the suggestion known as called a bala yodai. Most poskim do not accept that because the reality is what you're doing is you're taking a teruvis and sorting it out. The fact that you do it in two steps as opposed to one step, it doesn't change anything halachically. So where would this work? We work in the following scenario. So Rosh Hashanah makes this suggestion. So let's say I'm washing the dishes Friday night, and I have the cutlery, and the cutlery is wet. So the way I dry them is I don't dry them all at one time. That doesn't really work. I have to separate them out to be able to dry them. So I pull a knife out, and I dry it. So now I've pulled out the knife for a valid reason other than just sorting it. I pulled it out to dry it, which that is a valid reason why I'm pulling it out. Well, now that I finished drying it, based on my valid reason to dry it, sticking it where it belongs is not a problem because it's not in a teruvis anymore. So if I have a valid reason why I'm pulling it out of the teruvis, other than just the sorting process, that's going to be mutter. If I have no other reason to pull it out of the sorting process other than I want to sort it, so the fact that I do this subterfuge and I do it in two steps doesn't change anything halachically, and it's going to remain also. So that's the concept known as kol bala yodai. The poskim, Rabbi Yasha, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, are not comfortable with it. Rav Falk, Zichlo Bracha, he was the halacha rebbe in Gateshead in the seminary, a mechaber of multiple sforim. So in his tshuvas Matz Leo, in Chelek Aleph, he has a long tshuva where he brings multiple rayas that kol bala yodai is not permitted, and he brings a list of various different poskim, Rabbi Yashav and Shlomo Zalman and others as well, who do not allow it because of these concerns that he mentions. And so a person should not rely on kol bala yodai. And if people hear there is such a concept, that we explain what it is. why it's not acceptable. And what the person could do is the suggestion of Shlomo Zalman says, if you have a valid reason to separate them out, that would be mutter. Okay, we have a few more points we want to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. But meanwhile, have a good day.